Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Theater director Walter Dallas has died. For 25 years, he made an indelible mark on the arts in Philadelphia and mentored countless performers at the New Freedom Theater and at the University of the Arts. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports Dallas was considered a giant of American black theater.
Walter Dallas arrived in Philadelphia in 1983 and immediately became a visionary force. He was hired by the Philadelphia College of Performing Arts, now the University of the Arts, to create its drama program, while also directing plays at the Freedom Theater in North Philly and the Zellerbach Theater at the University of Pennsylvania. Longtime friend Barbara Silsley with the Philadelphia Cultural Fund says the theater scene was much different in Philadelphia in the early 1980s and early 90s.
At the time, Philadelphia actors didn't have a lot of platform, and black Philadelphia actors had even less platform and access. What Walter did, he gave a platform and access to really talented artists.
Dallas left the University of the Arts to lead what became the New Freedom Theater on North Broad Street for 15 years. Building its 300-seat auditorium and raising its standard of professionalism, he left Philadelphia in 2008 for the University of Maryland, eventually settling in his hometown of Atlanta, Georgia, but always traveling as a director for hire. One of the first people Dallas met when he arrived in Philadelphia was actor Johnny Hobbs. He was also one of the first teachers he hired at UArts. Hobbs says what made Dallas a genius was his ability to be both gentle and firm.
He was more than a great director. He really was able to connect with you on a human level. It was amazing. I was at sometimes petrified of him in rehearsals because he would demand so much, but you were able to give it. It was a lot to do with Walter's approach.
Dallas was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer last year. He died on Sunday at the home he shared with his husband in Atlanta. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.